Blog Talk Radio.
Praise him, praise him, praise him, from whom all blessings flow. God bless you tonight. God bless you, people of God. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. And we are here again for the Prayer News Network Global. We're here again. We're grateful to be here. We're thankful to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're just grateful, grateful, grateful. Truly, had it not been the Lord on our side, people of God, where would we be? Where would we be? Where would we be? Just think about it. Just think about where you would be had it not been the Lord on your side. Where would you be on tonight? Where would you really, really be? Amen. We know that God prayed a great sacrifice. He paid a great, great sacrifice for each and every one of us, and we're just so grateful on tonight. We're so very grateful. And people of God, I thought to do a rebroadcast on tonight, but I think I want to do something different. I think I want to just do open mic night. Just open mic. Amen. We want to just chit chat on tonight. Amen. On the virtual round table. Yes, I know a friend of mine, Sister Kaya, she has a virtual round table. And people of God, listen, we just want to chat tonight. We want to be reflective tonight. We know that today is Good Friday. Amen. And we are grateful for the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. People of God, because we know that he got up. Hello. We realize that there are a lot of places, a lot of people tonight that are having Good Friday services. And we just thank God for that. Amen. Jesus, our participating in our listening audience will probably be, amen, Jesus, minimal on tonight. But we're just going to talk tonight. We're just going to talk. I just want to talk a little bit on tonight, just chat with you a little bit on tonight. Glory to God, whomever is on the line or whoever comes to the line, like I said, I know tonight is Good Friday. Today is Good Friday. And we know that there are a lot of houses of worship that are having Good Friday service. And that's a beautiful thing. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks and praise on tonight. We are going to go ahead and have our opening on tonight per the usual. Glory to God, but we're just going to chat tonight. We're going to do something different. We're just going to chat on tonight. Can you do that? Can we do that? We want to take the edge off. We just want to relax. We want to sit. We want to chat. Amen. Just have a little powwow. Amen. How about that? How about that? Amen. But first and foremost, we do give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, my God. Certainly, certainly, certainly during this time, glory to God, we do and always give him thanks and give him praise. Thanking him on tonight, people of God, just thanking him on tonight. Amen. I'm grateful to him. And I think I'm going to share tonight. I did take a trip over to the Holy Land and I had some beautiful experiences that I think I want to share tonight because they all commemorate around his death, his burial, his resurrection. Amen. It happened all over there. But before we get started, and I want you to chime in, I want you to talk, I want you to, we're going to talk about it. Amen. But we thank him. Amen. We just want to thank God for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.B. James. Thanking God for him on tonight. Thanking God for Mother James. Amen. Our founding mother. Amen. Our founding father of the ministry that I'm in. Acknowledging my leaders on tonight. And thanking them on tonight for, glory to God, our apostle, our senior apostle on tonight. Glory to God. Thanking God tonight for him. None other than Apostle Dr. Samuel Huggins James, and thanking the Lord for Lady Rachel, the woman of God that stands by his side, and thanking God on tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, and First Lady Tina, thanking God for her. He is our presiding bishop as well. He is my pastor. So I give God thanks and I give God praise for them on tonight, always thanking God for the advisors. Amen. That the Lord has called to this work. We give God thanks. We give God praise for each and every one of them in their own way. Whatever they're contributing, however they contribute, we are indeed grateful. For except the Lord builds the house, except the Lord pull this work together, people of God, we will be laboring, literally laboring in vain. But we know that God has done great things in this work, in this time, and in this hour that we've been together. Yesterday, people of God, celebrating 3 years on yesterday, And we're so grateful. April 6th was the actual anniversary of this Prayer News Network Global. And we thank God, people of God, because we've gone through a lot of twists, a lot of turns, a lot of changes. But listen, the Lord kept us every step of the way. He kept us every step of the way, and we're so grateful for his keeping power. And it is because he has kept us that we are here today and that we are yet moving. So we give him thanks. We give him praise, thanking him on tonight for our scripture reader, amen, thanking him tonight, glory to God for our prayer warrior. People of God, we are grateful. We're grateful for each and every one on tonight. People of God, listen, listen again. It is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. People of God, we thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you, wherever you are. We want you to know that you are indeed special. You're dear to us. We're grateful. We're grateful to you for joining us here on the Prayer News Network Global. We realize that you can be many other places you could be, but for whatever reason, it was in God's divine plan that you would be here with us on tonight. And again, we are grateful. We're grateful for it. Amen, Jesus. We just have grateful hearts because, listen, the Lord didn't have to do it. He didn't have to choose us to carry forth this work. He could have chosen anybody. He could have chosen anybody. But we're grateful and humble that the Lord has chosen us. And we're so grateful for it. Those of you that are listening in the aisles of the sea, we thank God for you, for whatever time you're listening. Listen, we just want you to know that we appreciate you. We got great love. Our hearts are open unto you. We just want to let you know that we appreciate you. We know that you are listening in your various areas. Those of you that are listening in the aisles of the sea, listen, we are just indeed grateful, so grateful for each and every one of you on tonight. We're so very grateful. All of our leaders that come listen in here and there, you come to be strengthened. Listen, not even called to the platform, but you come to sit and listen and be a part of this Prayer News Network Global. And we thank God for that. We don't take it for granted. We thank God for it, again, because we know that you can be in so many other places. But we thank God that you're here with us on tonight. Amen. So tonight, people of God, again, as I said, we just have roundtable discussion. And you can chime in any way, or you can add to anything. We want you to be an interactive listener on tonight. We don't want you to be a passive listener, but we want you to be an interactive listener on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We'll throw a couple of questions out there, get your input, what you think about it. Amen. What kind of insight you have on it. Listen, we're just going to have, again, just a roundtable discussion. Is that all right? That's all right. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks and praise. We bless him for this time, for this day, for this hour. Amen. Again, amen. We realize this is Good Friday. It is Good Friday. And again, there are a lot of people that are in their several houses of worship on tonight. Amen, Jesus. But we're just going to talk a little bit. Listen, we're going to talk a little bit, try to get your input, invoke your response on tonight. And listen, we're just going to have a good time. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight we're going to ask, glory to God, we're going to ask Missionary Fan that she will bless the line for us on tonight. And we're going to ask on tonight Sister Mary if she would do our scripture reading on tonight. Glory to God. And then we'll just kind of jump right in. Amen. God bless you.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to sing a little bit of this song that's been on my heart. Amazing grace, shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that gave me liberty. I never knew just how much Christ has loved me so. He looked beyond all my faults, and he saw my need. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought me liberty. I'll never know just how Christ came to love me so. He looked beyond all of my faults, and he saw my need. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight, Lord God, giving your name the praise, the glory, giving your name the honor, Lord God. We come, Lord God, to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being so good, for being so merciful. Thank you right now, Lord God, for all the many blessings that you have stored upon us. We come tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, asking you to look up on the line tonight, Lord God. Look up. Look on each and every one of us, Lord God, that came, Lord God, those that desire to come, Lord God, but couldn't. We come before you right now, Lord God, asking you to look, Lord God, for and near every country, Lord God, every state, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, with a repentant heart, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God. All our iniquities, Lord God, all our transgressions. Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look beyond our thoughts, Lord God, and see our needs, Lord God, tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, Lord God, just to say thank you once again. Thank you, Lord God, for you're so good, Lord God, to us. And you don't have to be, Lord God, but you're just that good. And we come tonight, Lord God, just to give you the praise, just to give you the glory, just to give you the honor. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, Lord God, thanking you right now, Lord God, for this present time. We come, Lord God, asking you to look upon this line tonight, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, in the tabletop, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, let us have an open mind, Lord God, to hear, Lord God, what the Spirit say unto us tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to bless each and every one, Lord God, that come tonight. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless, Lord God, those, Lord God, that sick, Lord God, and shut in. Lord God, move, Lord God, heal, deliver, set free tonight. In the name of Jesus, God, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, asking you to move, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the way that you see fit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Just have your way. Lord God, let your anointing fall on this line tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we'll be so careful to give you the praise, the glory, the honor that you'll do, Lord God. Look on Mr. Bradley right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch her, Lord God, bless her. In the name of Jesus, open up the windows of heaven. Lord God, pour out a blessing that she won't have room to receive it all. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, she's a faithful woman of God, Lord God. And we just come tonight in the name of Jesus, asking you to bless her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, once again, have your way. Let your will be done. Bless every hero, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we'll be so careful, Lord God, to continue to praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer wars, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 5th chapter of Matthew, Kingdom of Heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. I have read to you the 5th chapter of Matthew. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. We're so grateful. We're grateful for you. We're grateful for your sacrifice, your dedication to this Prayer News Network Global. We're so very grateful on tonight. Amen. As I stated, we know that this is Good Friday. It is the day, amen, that recognizes the day that Jesus was crucified. It's the day he was crucified, and we give God thanks and we give God praise, and we thank God for the many houses of worship that are even now commemorating this Good Friday. We give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. As I stated, I was thinking about doing a replay on tonight, but then I said, no, we're not going to do that tonight. Amen. We're just going to have open forum. Amen. Our crowd is very, very light tonight, but that's okay. And we're just going to talk a little bit. We're going to just talk a little bit. And, of course, I do want to start out by saying again how grateful I am to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank God for the sacrifice that was made. I thank God for the sacrifice that was made for me and for you, people of God, because without no him, there would be no us. And we thank God, amen, on tonight, glory to God, for, listen, people of God, because he died, but most of all because he rose, he gave us new life. And I thank God for that new life on tonight. I thank him. I bless him, people of God, because when I think about where I could have been, when I think about the path that the enemy had set for me, and people of God, I know we look at our lives in this day, and this from this vernacular, we look at our lives, but what we don't think about is that the enemy had a plan for our lives. He had a plan for our lives. We know, listen, we know that God has the ultimate plan, but there's an enemy. There's an enemy that has been lurking around in our lives, people of God, and he had a plan. He wanted to cause shipwreck. He wanted to cause us, amen, Jesus, he wanted to cause us to get on that downward spiral, on that downward turn. He wanted us to continue to walk in darkness. Glory be to God. But we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight, hallelujah, that the Lord, hallelujah, he came and he rescued us. And for this we give God thanks, and for this we give him praise. Listen, when I think of the goodness and when I think about where I could have been, people of God, let me tell you something. My heart just gets overwhelmed when I look at people, when I look at those that are around me, when I look at situations, when I look at circumstances that are around me, people of God, and I sometimes have gone through life, and we've all gone through life, those undesirable times, those times, people of God, where it just seemed like there was no light, those times when it just seemed like we would not be able to come out. Amen. But we thank God, hallelujah, there was a but God. There was a but God, hallelujah, glory to God. And the chapter end and another chapter began. And I give God thanks and I give God praise for the chapters in my life, chapter after chapter after chapter. I give God thanks and I just give God praise for it on tonight. Amen, Jesus. I'm excited on tonight. But listen, what I do, I want to share on tonight. I want to share. I actually had the opportunity to go over to the Holy Land. I believe it was back in 1998. Had an opportunity to go on a pilgrimage. Had an opportunity, amen, to go with our ministry under the direction of our late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. And I just kind of want to talk about that experience, people of God, because having gone over to the Holy Land, it was such a beautiful experience. It was like none other. It was, listen, I know that there are many places that you can go in life, but I will tell you that there will be no other place like the Holy Land. There's just not any other place. There's not any other place. And I thank God, amen, because even to get there, I remember even to get there because I was a single parent and I was struggling, people of God, and they put the information out and they said unto us, you know, I think it was like $3,500, I believe it was. I think it was $3,500, and I mean, as a single parent, who got that, $3,500 just sitting somewhere? Well, I didn't. And so about 2 weeks out, I remember it was about 2 weeks out, and I didn't have the money. And so I went to the people in my office. I remember there was a friend of mine. He was a CPA. He was a Caucasian guy. And I went to him, and I was saying to him, I said, listen, I really want to go to Israel. And he was like, well, how much is it? So I told him how much it was and everything. And we were talking, and so he said to me, he said, Miss Bradley, he used to call me Miss Bradley, Miss Bradley, listen, if you are going to Israel, let me tell you something. It's going to take a miracle. And people of God, I remember that day I stood up in his office and I said to me, listen, this was it was the Holy Ghost, because the way that it happened, we were just all startled. And he said to me, he said, Ms. Bradley, he said, if you're going to Israel and you only got 2 weeks, he said, it's going to take a miracle. And I said to him, well, if it's going to take a miracle, then a miracle it shall be. And I mean, I said it with such boldness, and I said it with authority, and I stood there, you know what I'm saying, like if it's going to take a miracle, then a miracle it shall be. And so we just kind of stood and looked and everything. And I remember, people of God, I remember walking out of that office. Oh, God, I said, Lord, you're going to have to do this, because now it's like I spoke in faith, people of God. But then after I spoke, it was like, oh, my God, then the reality of 2 weeks just kind of sunk back, you know, into my humanness. And I said, oh, God, you're going to have to work this out. You're going to have to do this. Lord, you're going to have to do this. And people of God, listen, let me tell you something. For the witness, people of God, let me tell you something. Do you not know that the Lord moved. And in 2 weeks, I had $3,500. Glory be to God. Yes! Who wouldn't serve a God like this? And so the CPA, listen, my friend, the CPA, he said to me after I got that money up, and I told him, I said, Troy, I said, I'm going to Israel. He was like, what? He couldn't believe it. He said, what? I said, yes, sir, I'm going to Israel. He said, surely there's a God. He said, no way. Hallelujah. Listen, and people of God, because the Lord worked that miracle, because the Lord worked that 3,500 miracle, whatever I got after the 3,500 was overflow. And let me tell you something. Do you not know, because he saw God work that miracle, that young man took out his checkbook and wrote me a check for $300. He said, Ms. Bradley, you enjoy yourself. You deserve it. Yeah, glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, people of God, I was able to go, amen, Jesus, go and went over, enjoyed myself, not knowing what to expect, but just knowing that I'm going to the Holy Land, going to Israel. And we were there, people of God. We got over there and everything, and we went through Tel Aviv. We went through several places before we even got to Israel. We actually went to several places, but it was very, very touching. It was very, it was like nothing else. It was like nothing else. It's like your mind and your spirit. It's like once we left the West, once we left the States, and we got over there, people of God. Once we got over there, it was just totally, totally different. I mean, everything just slowed down. I mean, everything just slowed down, and it was so amazing. It was so amazing, and we went to so many places over there. And I remember we went to Jordan. We went to Jordan, and when we went to Jordan, people of God, I remember when I was young, I had a vision. I had a vision. I think I was maybe like 14 years old, but had this vision, and I was standing out in the River of Jordan, and John the Baptist was baptizing in the River of Jordan. And so in the vision, in the dream, I was over to the side. I was over to the side looking. I was looking on. And as I was looking on, people of God, I remember looking on the West Bank, and that was the bank that was in front of the area of the river where people were being baptized. And as we were there looking, people of God, I remember in the vision, people, it was like thousands of people were just on the bank, just walking, thousands and thousands of people. The bank was full of people. So as we were there, and I remember John the Baptist crying out even in the vision, repent, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, repent, repent. And he was crying out, repent, amen, for the kingdom of heaven was at hand. And he was crying out, people of God, and it's like, I remember in the dream as a child saying, don't they hear? Don't they hear? And I remember looking at the clouds, and the clouds were rolling. The clouds were rolling, and it was all almost like the Lord was coming in the clouds, and they were rolling, rolling, rolling. And as the clouds were rolling, people of God, and every now and then someone would come to repent. Well, the thing about it is, the ironic thing about all of this is that I had forgotten about the vision when I was 14, when I was around 14. I had actually forgotten about the vision and everything. But we to the Jordan River to be baptized. And so listen at this. So as we were going there to be baptized, I remember walking out. I remember walking out. Now, this to be baptized, I remember walking out into the Jordan. But people of God, listen. So when I got out there, I turned around. And when I turned around, listen, people of God, the very place, glory be to God, the very place that I stood was the very place that I stood in the vision. And so it all came back to me. All of a sudden, the vision came back because I had forgotten about it. But the vision came back, people of God. And when the vision came back, it almost startled me. And it's like I had to grasp. It's like I grasped. I just grasped for breath because I was like, oh, my God, you know. So, and I'm standing there. And so by this time, the ministers are getting ready to take me down and everything. But I had already took a big grasp of breath. And I'm telling you, people of God, when I came up out of the Jordan, oh, my God, I went down with a greater understanding. I went down, glory to God, with that premonition of having already been there before, because the very place that I stood in the vision was the very place that I was standing when I was baptized. People of God, I'm telling you, that was touching. That was touching. That was moving. And I thank God for it. I thank God for the experience, people of God, because that's when it became very, very real. That's when it became very, very real, even the more because of that experience. And so we were there, and people of God, we went and we saw the olive trees and all of the olive trees and everything. And really, just like they portray it on TV, that's the way it is. Amen. That is the exact way it is. We actually went to an olive press, and they showed us how they pressed the olives to get the oil. They pressed the olives to get the oil. Amen. And we know that that is significant to the oil of the anointing. Yes, because it goes through the press. It goes through the press. And it parallels with our lives. And sometimes we go through so many things, people of God, and we don't understand why. We don't understand the purpose, people of God. But when we have yielded our lives to the Lord, when we have yielded our lives unto him, nothing that we go through, people of God, is for naught. There is nothing that we go through that God does not have a purpose and that he does not have a plan. So we go through the tests and we go through the trials and we go through the situations, people of God, and we focus on what we're going through. We focus on the pressure of it, but we don't ever focus on what comes out of it. God is working something in us. God is pouring something in us. Glory to God, the durability, the stick-to-itness. He's making us, people of God. And glory to God, we just, I thank God because, listen, we are the workmanship. We're the workmanship of him. Glory to God, we're his workmanship. He has created us. He has created us for purpose. He has created us, people of God. Listen, our lives are designed, perfectly designed by him. For he has put something in us that he can use. He has put something in us, people of God, that we don't even think of. The enemy, amen, wants to make us think. Glory to God, amen, that the sufferings that we're going through, the things that we're going through, that we're so isolated and that there's no one else going through, glory to God, but it's poor old me. But can I tell you something, people of God? God has purpose. God has purpose in your going through. God has purpose in your pain. The scripture says, if you suffer with me, glory to God, then likewise you shall reign with me. Glory to God. So we give him thanks. We give him praise. We thank him for the press, people of God. We thank him for the press. This is how we get the oil. This is how we get the anointing. Amen. I remember there was a woman of God, amen, Pastor Mason. She was a woman of God, powerful woman of God in our ministry. She was actually over the women's ministry. And I thank God for the woman of God. Listen, I thank God for her because there were so many pearls that dropped from her lips, people of God. There were so many things that dropped from her lip that we were able, that I was able to glean from. I remember one day the woman of God began to say, you know, it's good, you know, when people can preach, you know, people can preach and people can sing and people can pray and people can, you know what I'm saying? They can do all of this stuff. Amen. They can do all of the, their gift and giftings within each and every one of us. But the woman of God said, all of that, she said, that doesn't impress me. She said, I'm looking for the anointing. Oh! She said, I'm looking for the oil. I'm looking for the oil because, people of God, listen, glory to God, hallelujah. You don't get anointed, amen. You don't just get anointed, amen, just because you read your Bible, glory to God, hallelujah. It's the things that we suffer. It's the things that you go through, glory to God. It's the things that, the part where it's not my will. Father, it's not my will, but thy will be done. It's the giving up of your will to the will of God. It's in the mind of God, not going on your own, thinking that you got it all under control, people of God. But when we're looking unto him, when we're looking unto the heel, when we're looking unto the help, glory to God, when we're looking unto him to lead God and direct us, every step of the way, glory to God, because our ways are not his ways, nor our thoughts his thoughts, people of God, hallelujah. For as far as the scripture declares, for as far as the east is from the west, so are our thoughts from his thoughts. But people of God, we got to bring ourselves, we got to yield ourselves, we got to listen, we go through situations and circumstances to bring us, glory to God, to the divine and the perfect will of God, to bring us to people of God, hallelujah, glory to God, to understand, hallelujah, that he has a plan and that he has a purpose, glory be to God, hallelujah. And sometimes getting to that will, the will of God, listen, people of God, you go through situations, you go through circumstances, but no matter what you're going through, people of God, it brings you to the nevertheless. Nevertheless, Lord, not my will. Not my will, glory to God, but I understand that you got a will and you got a purpose in the midst of all of this. Not my will, but thy will be done, glory be to God. So we give God thanks. And we give God praise, people of God, for the press, for the oil press. And I just want to encourage you, glory to God, that whatever you're going through, glory to God, find the will. God, not my will. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I may not even be able to comprehend it. Glory be to God. But not my will. But your will be done. Hallelujah. That's what he wants. That's what he wants, people of God. He gives us all a will. He gives each and every one of us a will, people of God. But our will should be to do the will of the Father. That's why Jesus came in the earth. Glory to God. He was there in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was there, people of God, and he knew, hallelujah, his purpose. He came to die. He came to be the ultimate sacrifice. He came, glory to God, hallelujah, to take upon himself the sins of the world. But here he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Here he was, people of God, hallelujah. And remember, glory to God, he went there, people of God, and the disciples were there with him. Glory to God. And he told them to stay. And he took two of the disciples with them, glory to God, and he went to pray. He went to pray, people of God, hallelujah, and he said unto the Father, if it be thy will, that this cup would pass from me. If it be thy will, let this cup pass. Glory to God. It was at that hour. It was at that time. Glory to God. It was at that time, people of God, hallelujah, when he was now, glory to God, about the be taken by the Roman soldiers. It was at that time now that he's got to give up his life. Glory to God. And in that, he went to pray. Hallelujah. He went to pray unto the Father. Glory to God. He went to pray. Glory to God. Let this cup pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he didn't get an answer. Hallelujah. God didn't answer because his perfect will had to be done in the earth. Glory to God. He came with purpose. And people of God, you come with purpose. You have come in this earth with purpose. Each and every one of us, God has placed purpose within us. Glory to God. It's not just living just day to day. Glory to God. But he wants to get the glory out of our lives. He wants to get the glory out of what we're going through. Hallelujah. He wants to, glory be to God, impart unto us himself. Glory to God. His divine nature. He wants to impart it into us, people of God. He wants to make us over again. But we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But he wants to make us over again. Glory to God. But listen, we've got to give him a nevertheless. We've got to give him, people of God. We got to yield unto him nevertheless. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Take all of me. All of me. All of me. Glory to God. Everything, Father, that you put within me. Glory to God. Use me. Hallelujah. Use me up. Ah, yes, God. Glory to God. So we hire. Glory to God. So we visited. We visited the oil press. We visited the oil press. Amen. The olive, amen. The olive gardens over there. And I tell you, people of God, they were beautiful. They were beautiful. I'm telling you, it's just like you see. And you know your own sacred ground. You know your own sacred ground. I remember as I was there walking about, people of God, I remember thinking, Lord God, back in the day, I let my mind and my spirit go back, glory to God, to when Jesus walked the earth. Listen, just, I mean, because nothing had changed. And that's the beauty about Jerusalem, is that everything basically has changed. It's not modernized. It's not really modernized. It's still as it was back then. There's not a whole lot of upsetting of the earth. Everything is still as it was back then. So you got that feeling of obvious. You got that feeling, glory to God, amen, that you were there. You were in, again, a sacred place. People of God, listen, we went from there, amen, and we went to, listen, we went to so many places, but we went to the garden tomb. We went to the garden tomb, and that's the place where Jesus was buried. And I know, amen, a lot of times when we think about the garden tomb, we don't really see it for what it really is. And I'm telling you, it was a little place. It was just a little cave hewed out of a rock. It was hewed out of the side of a mountain. It was hewed out of the side of a mountain. And it was just a tomb that was hewed out of the side of the mountain. And so we walked in there, and listen, it was so small. The place was, it was so small. We were like, oh my goodness. You know, you think it was like really big. It was elaborate, amen, Jesus, because we know it was a borrowed tomb, amen, and you think it's big and elaborate. No, it wasn't big and elaborate, amen, Jesus. As a matter of fact, only a certain amount of people could go in there at a time, and we went in there, and I remember, people of God, as we all went in there, because like I said, I think you only get like three people in there at a time. We're walking there. I mean, you're walking there. Of course, we know he's not risen, so you didn't really feel anything or whatever. But we walked in there, and I remember our chief apostle and prophet, he was standing at the door just kind of ushering the people in to keep the flow of people moving in and out, because I think there were like 55 of us. But people of God, I remember as I was coming up to the door, the prophet said to me, yes, yes, yes. Come on, daughter, come, come. You've been here before. And so I started to stop and, no, prophet, I haven't been here before. Listen, I started to say to him, no, man of God, I haven't been here before, but I had to catch myself. I had to catch myself because, I mean, you know, as God would have it and how he reveals things to these men and women of God. And surely, if you remember from the experience that I told you about when we were in Jordan at 14 years old, literally, spiritually, by spirit, I had been there before. And just when I was getting ready to say to him, no, man of God, I haven't been here before, it's like, it's almost like there was this hand over my mouth, like, don't you say anything. But at any rate, we went in there, and like I said, it was very, very small, and we went in there and everything, and it was very touching. It was very touching. Like I said, it's a hole in the wall. It was just a hole cut out of the mountain, and you could see, amen, they didn't have the rock there that the angels rolled away, but there was a stone there that you could see that would cover the outside of the tomb. Very, very touching, people of God. And then we went to Lazarus' tomb. We went to Lazarus' tomb, and I remember, listen, again, so it's like once you, another tomb, everything, it's like there's a lot of rock over there. I don't know the kind of rock. I don't know whether it's lime rock or whatever, but there's a lot of rock. There's a lot of mountainous terrain. So even with Lazarus' tomb, they hewed it out. They hewed it out, and you had to go down and around and around and around to get to the bottom. Now, listen, people of God, very small again. As a matter of fact, some of the pilgrims couldn't even go down there because they were, you know, kind of sizable. They couldn't even go down there. So, but even to get down there, we had to squeeze. We had to squeeze to get down there because, you know, people over in the East, they're relatively small people. But here you had, you know, us from over in the West. And so everything, you know, people were, you know, kind of hippie. So a lot of people couldn't go down. But we were able to go down to Lazarus' tomb. And we went down to Lazarus' tomb, people of God. And I'm telling you, once we got down there, very, very cold. Very, very cold because it's in the rock. Very, very cold in the rock. So we went down, and then once you got down there, you could hear the tour guides, they would say some things sometimes, and you could hear the voice, but it was very faint because it was coming through the rock. So now for Jesus to cry out, Lazarus, come forth. You understand? It was like his voice would have literally had to penetrate, which we knew it was spirit. We knew it was spirit, people of God. But like I said, the voice of the tour guide that would say certain things, you could barely hear. So now here it is, Jesus, when he said to Lazarus to come forth, you only knew, you had to know that his voice penetrated. His voice actually penetrated the earth. His voice penetrated the earth, and Lazarus was able to come forth. But it was beautiful. Again, people of God, it was beautiful. We went to Lazarus' tomb. We give God thanks. We give God praise for that. It was beautiful. And then I'm telling you, we went to so many places. Listen, we went to Megiddo. We went to Megiddo. And that is the place in the Bible where it talks about where the final battle is going to take place, where the final battle will take place. Listen, we actually went there. They call it a field of blood. That's where the armies of the earth over in Revelation, when all of the armies of the earth are going to turn against Israel. All of the armies of the earth will turn against Israel, and that's when the Lord will come back, because no one has ever throughout the history of the Bible, no one has ever defeated his people. Listen, except they were in sin and God allowed it, they went into captivity, but to actually take them out, nobody. So, but it's there and saw this field, and it's like it's already hollowed out, because this is where the again, where the battle will take place. When all of the countries of the world will turn against Israel, and that's where they're going to go, and that's where they're going to have battle. And that's when, people of God, the Lord shall return. But listen, already they call it the field of blood, the bowl of blood, because the way that it's shaped, the way that it's shaped, people of God, is like a bowl. It is literally like a bowl, but it's covered. The way that it's shaped is mountain. It's mountainous terrain. It's like a mountain terrain, and it's like it's just been hollowed out so that when the armies of the world, whenever it takes place, it's already hollowed out, that the blood won't go throughout the city, but it'll all be contained right there in the field of blood. And I'm telling you, it was beautiful. We went to the Mount of Temptation. And that's the place where Satan took Jesus to tempt him. That's the place when Jesus, when Satan, after Jesus was baptized and he went out into the mountain and he fasted for 40 days, and people of God, we actually went on top of the Mount of Temptation. And from the Mount of Temptation, on the top of that mountain, you can look and see everything. You can see all of the cities. You can see all of the cities from all around. And that's why, you know, Satan, you know, said unto him, you know what I'm saying, if you bow down, I'll give you this. If you bow down, glory to God, you can have all of this. But from there, you could see everything. You could see all of the cities. I mean, it was beautiful. You could see for miles and miles and miles and miles around. I'm telling you, you could see everything. And so it was on that Mount Temptation that we were able to go up. It was a little challenge to get up there, but people of God, we were able to go up there, and we were able to see Jericho. We were able to see Jericho, people of God, and we know Joshua, amen. And of course, a lot of those places, they are not still standing, but the rubbish is still there. The rubbish is still there for a lot of places. The rubbish is still there. That's what makes it so phenomenal. That's what makes it so phenomenal to actually go over to the Holy Land, because you get a chance to see all of that, people of God. We went, amen, by the Sea of Galilee. We actually rode the boat. They call it the Peter boat, but it's a replica of the boat that Jesus, amen, went on, amen, when he told them to cast their nets out, you know, cast away, when he had them to push away so that he could go out and teach the people. People of God, it's a replica boat. There are several replica boats. We actually rode the Sea of Galilee. We rode the Sea of Galilee, and we sang Zion songs. We sang Zion songs over there, people of God, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful. We went to the upper room. We actually went to the upper room, people of God. Yes, we went to the upper room, glory to God. And all of this stuff is right over there. It's right over there that you can see it. But we went to the upper room where the Last Supper was. And it's still there. It is still there, people of God. Still there. Amazing. But it's still there. Amen. And it's hollowed out of a rock as well. Amen. It says the upper room, but it's a rock because it's stacked. Everything is stacked over there. upon those rocks and they built high. What was amazing? Now, listen, this was amazing to me, and I just want to thank all of our listeners for coming in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're just talking tonight. This is Good Friday. Amen. And we were looking to have a little powwow. Amen, Jesus. But as I began to reflect on my Israel trip, I just wanted to share it with you during this Good Friday because this is the time where it all commemorates, not all commemorates, but this, you know, it's just so fresh in my spirit. And we're so grateful to the Lord for making the sacrifice, for making the sacrifice that he did. Amen. So we just want to welcome you as you're coming in. Come on in. Come on in. We're just talking tonight. Amen. We're just sharing. We're just sharing tonight. So when we went, people of God, and as we were there, we went to the different cities. We went to the different places. We went to, oh, my goodness, I tell you, we went to the we went to Skull Hill, Golgotha. We went to Golgotha. We walked the Via Dolorosa. The Via Dolorosa is the 12 points of where they whipped Jesus, and every point that he traveled until he got to the cross. There are 12 points. There are 12 significant points of when Jesus, they call it the Via Dolorosa. But we walk the path that Jesus walked from the very time that they whipped him, people of God, till they threw him in the dungeon. Listen. Listen, people of God, the night that they whipped him and everything, they took him down into this dungeon. And like I said, again, everything is rocks. And it's amazing because what they've done, the architecture of over there, how they built stuff. I mean, there are some places over there that the rocks are huge, or the buildings are huge. And in my mind, I cannot phantom how they did it. I'm telling you, they must have had giants because it could be one rock, listen, that was like 12 stories high. How in the world did they build? How could they build? I couldn't understand. I couldn't wrap my mind around except there were giants. I'm like, there had to be giants because in my mind, there's not even machinery that I know of today to be able to do, to sculpture, to cut out, to pull together the mortar and how because it's not put together with mortar. You can see everything was just cut out. But it's like, how in the world did they put this stuff together? I mean, it just takes your mind. It blows your mind because you can't even fathom it. You see it and you look at it, you wonder at it, you know. But I'm telling you, when you look at that and you look and you think about the children of Israel and you think about Liz and the Pharaoh and how he had them working and how he had them listen, people of God, it takes your mind there. It takes your mind so many places, It does. But we were there, people of God, and we went, we were on the Via Dolorosa. We were on the Via Dolorosa on the path that Jesus traveled to the cross. And I tell you, people of God, we were there, and we went down into the dungeon that after they whipped him before they took him to the cross the next day, they took him down, and oh, my God, people, when I tell you that is a dreadful, that was a dreadful, dreadful walk. That was a dreadful, dreadful walk. But in the going down into the dungeon, it just circles around until you get to the very bottom. And it's very, very cold. It was very, very cold. And I remember people of God, remember all of the disciples had walked off there and left him, people of God. And as we were down there, I'm telling you, people of God, it was such a solemn moment. It was a solemn, very, very solemn moment. And even as I was down there and everybody was there and we were looking, because this was the place that he lay, and you can only imagine what he must have been feeling, because his disciples had walked off there and left him. Peter, the one that said, "I'll go with you all the way," had walked off and left him, people of God, and he was there by himself alone. And I'm telling you, people of God, the Lord just began to minister. He began to minister to my heart. He began to minister. Glory to God. He began to minister to my spirit. And people of God, and the Lord began to say, "I did it for you." Oh, woo, my God. Hallelujah. He said, "I did it. I did it for you." He said, "I did it for my people." And I could just hear the Lord speaking into my spirit. I could hear him speaking into my spirit, because it was a sombering moment, because he was there, and you went through, your mind just went through everything that had happened and how he was there and what he must have been feeling, and just being alone and the feeling of betrayal. All of these emotions, all of this stuff, all of this stuff, people of God, was just running through your spirit, all of this stuff. And then for the Lord, that glory to God, for him to say, "I did it for you." He could have stopped at any moment. He could have stopped, people of God. He could have decided not to go through. He could have decided, people of God, glory to God, not to go to that cross, hallelujah, on the next day. He could have made the decision. He could have made the decision in, glory to God, right there in the garden. He could have made the decision where he was saying, "Lord, not my will, but thy will be done." He could have made the decision, people of God. He could have gotten up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He could have said no. He could have said no. Glory to God. But people of God, because he loved us, because he loved God, because he had a plan, because he had a purpose, glory to God, he suffered through. He went through the betrayal. Glory to God. He went through, people of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He went through. He didn't give up. Hallelujah. But he steadied the course, because he had you in mind. He had you in mind. He had you in mind to bring us out of darkness. Glory to God, to bring us out of captivity. Glory to God, to show us a more excellent way, to show us, people of God, glory to God, hallelujah, and he don't want us just to exist, but that he really wants us to live right here in this earth. He wants us to live. Glory to God. So he steadied the course for you, people of God. He steadied the course for you. Glory. Hallelujah. He steadied the course for you. Hallelujah. That you might live. Hallelujah. And that you would have a right to eternal life. That you would have the right. That you would have the opportunity to eternal life. To be with him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He did it. He did it. He did it. He said it, the course, people of God. Hallelujah. The loneliness, the betrayal. Glory be to God. They turned their backs on him. Glory to God. But he said it, the course. Hallelujah. But I tell you, people of God, when the Lord began to minister to me and I started weeping, listen. Listen, I started weeping, people of God. It became so real. There were so many moments that became real. Hallelujah. And the Lord began to say, hallelujah, I did it for you. And people of God, I started weeping. I'm thinking that now it's about 11 o'clock in the day. People of God, I think I wept for like 4 hours. Could not stop crying. I could not stop weeping. I could not get myself together. I couldn't get myself together because I was so grateful. I was so grateful. And I saw the sacrifice just right there, just being there in that moment. I tell you, people of God, let me tell you something. I wept. Like I said, I think I must have wept about 2 o'clock. And different ones were coming, you okay? And all I could do was just, all I could do was just, you know what I'm saying? All I could do was just let them know I couldn't even talk about what I was experiencing. But it was that moment when it became so real. And then from there, like I say, the 12 points of the Via Dolorosa, even the point where, amen, he failed, amen, carrying that cross. Even the part where people of God, where he was carrying the cross and they spit on him and they poked him and they, oh, my goodness, you walk that path and you just see all of that. You see all of that. There's a lot of commercialism that has now, because they know they've taken 12 points. They've taken a lot of the sacredness of what happened and they've commercialize it like the local people, you know, they might have a little stand set up where they're selling wooden crosses and stuff like that, but they've taken it and commercialized it. But people of God, listen, they can't commercialize, hey, hallelujah, they can't commercialize salvation, glory to God. Listen, we as the people of God, listen, it's not about going over there to get into all of that, to commemorate. Because we are commemorating him every day by his life. We're commemorating him every day when we pick up this Bible, when we pick up this word. We're commemorating him every day. We're brought into remembrance of the sacrifice that he made. Not just, listen, people of God, not just on Sunday, not just on Easter, not just on Christmas, people of God, because there, listen, even in those times, they've taken it and they've made it, commercialized it. Amen. What does Christ rise, be risen? What does the Easter bunny have to do with all of that? What does the Easter bunny and eggs have to do with Christ rising? You see what I'm saying? So they commercialize all of this, and it pulls people away from the true meaning and the true essence. It pulls them away. People of God, it pulls the minds of the people away. Glory be to God. But listen, as we were over there and we were going through the certain points, we were going through the Via Dolorosa and they were selling and stuff like that. And even we went to the part where they were, the money changers were in a synagogue. And I'm telling you, people of God, it was something else. It was something to behold. But to stay focused was happening. We had to stay focused and to order to glean what God wanted us to glean. And people of God, then we got to Golgotha. We got to Golgotha, people of God, the hill, the place, amen, the place where he was crucified. Oh, my God, people of God, Lord have mercy. That place. And they call it Skull Hill. And if you go to the back of that mountain, if you go to the back of that hill and you look at that hill, it literally looks like a skull. It literally looks like a skull. It is amazing. It is amazing, people of God, but it signifies. Hallelujah, glory to God. He got the victory. He got the victory, people of God, over our minds. He got the victory, glory to God, and right there in Skull Hill, right there on Skull Hill, people of God, right there where that cross was erected, right in the center of that Skull Hill. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, but our Lord was risen. Hallelujah. People of God, they lifted him high. Glory be to God. They lifted him high. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he Glory be to God. He gave up. He gave up the ghost. Hallelujah. He didn't. They didn't take his life. He gave it up. Glory to God right there on the cross. He gave it up. Yay. Glory be to God. Mm. Glory be to God. He gave it up, people of God. Hallelujah. And he went down into hell, people of God, and he took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. People of God, and listen, even with the thorns that are on his head, even the thorns that are on his head, people of God, what people don't really realize is that those thorns, listen, because we know that our mind, that's the battlefield. That's the battlefield right there. That's the battlefield, glory to God, that the enemy uses to keep us twisted and keep us tangled up and keep us confused. All the confusion and all of everything that goes on in our life goes on right there in that mind. But people, God, the thorns that were upon his head, the thorns that were upon his head, people of God, signify. Hallelujah. Signifies, people of God, that he brought it all under subjection. Listen, my God, everything, let me calm down. Every heart on my heart, glory to God. Everything that he went through, everything, people of God, every little thing that Christ went through in the earth, every little thing is significant. Every little thing has a big significance to our lives. Every little thing is significant, our lives, people of God. So he, hallelujah, he now is King of Kings, and he's Lord of Lords. Glory be to God. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. Glory be to God. He paid the ultimate price. Hallelujah. He paid the ultimate price. And we give God thanks, and we give God praise. Amen. I just tell you, I was more than ever blessed in my life, amen, to take that pilgrimage over there, amen. Not only to take the pilgrimage, people of God, but to have a messianic Jew is one that has been converted, one that has come to make Jesus Christ their Lord. Hallelujah. They receive that Christ has already come again. They're not looking for him to come the first time. A lot of the Jews that are now over there, glory be to God, the Jews, when you see them at the wall and they're bowing and they're saying, come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, because they do not receive the fact that Jesus has already come. So they're looking for him to come for the first time. Come on now. But listen, people of God, we know he's already come. He's already come. We're looking for him to come the second time. So when he comes the second time, glory be to God. Hi, yes, God. Hallelujah. He's going to come the second time. But for them, it's going to be the first time. But as the scripture declares, unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time. So there's a second coming, and we're looking for him to come, amen, the second time. But there are a set of Jews that are Jews. There are already Jews that have received him. They know that he's already come. They're already saved. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus, the scales have come off of their eyes, people of God, and here they are. They are looking like as we are, looking for him to come the second time. So we had an awesome tour guide who was able to give us extra insight. He was able to, so that we weren't just going to be looking. We weren't just, you know what I'm saying? We were given extra depth of understanding into what the things of God are. So we were very blessed. We were very, very blessed, people of God. We were very, very blessed. Amen, Jesus. I tell you again, there were so many places, amen, Jesus, that we went. Amen. I cannot tell it all, but I just wanted to, glory to God, bring us to that point. Amen. Bring us to that point and not to get the commercialism into Easter, but that he rose, the resurrection Sunday, not Easter Sunday. What Easter is the sun goddess of fertility. That's what Easter is. Amen. The sun goddess of fertility. That's where you get the Easter eggs from, the eggs. Because they begin to worship the sun god, Esther, I think it was, and that's where they get Easter from. Amen. But don't get caught up in all of that, people of God, because our redemption draweth nigh. Our redemption draweth nigh, people of God. And the Lord is coming back. He's coming back, people of God. We see everything that's going on in the earth. We see everything is turbulent. And now is not the time for us to be sleeping, but it is a time for us to wake, awake, awake out of our sleep, awake out of our slumber. Open our eyes to see that the time that was, glory to God, amen, people of God, it will be no more. The time that was, it will be no more. We got to open our eyes, people of God. We got to see what's happening. We got to see there are scriptures that are being fulfilled. There are scriptures that are coming to pass. Even though you don't know a scripture, even though you don't know a prophecy, it doesn't mean that it's not happening. That's what I think a lot of people get lost in that. Just because you don't know the prophecy, that doesn't mean that they're not being fulfilled. Just because you're not looking for him to come does not mean that we're on that timetable of his return according to the scriptures, according to what has been declared in the Bible. So we've got to open our eyes, people of God. Our redemption draweth nigh. Christ is on his way. He's returning. He's returning, people of God. He's returning. He's returning for a people. He's returning for a church. He's returning for a people. He's returning for you without spot or wrinkle. So now is the time, people of God. We've got to plumb the line. We've got to plumb the line. We've got to get it together. We got to make sure that our vessels are white. We got to make sure that we're ready. We got to make sure that we're ready for his return. All of the word that comes, listen, all of this word that has been coming, people of God, through our churches, through our pastors, through TVs, amen, through PNN, all of that is making us ready. It's making us ready. We're not just listening to be listening, but people of God, this word that we're listening to is spirit and it's life, and we got to listen to it like that. We got to get out of it. We got to glean. We got to glean something from the word. We got to glean something. It's almost like every time you go into a place, amen, and the word is being declared, you can just look at that as teaspoons. Look at that as something being poured into you. It's being poured into you for a purpose, to fill you up, to get you ready, to get us ready, people of God. Glory to God, because, people of God, he's coming back. He's coming back for a people. He's made a great sacrifice, and people of God, he's coming back for you, and we have got to be ready. He's coming back for you. He's coming back for me. People of God, we may not see him, amen, when he come in the clouds, but truly we know, every one of us, we've been given time and space. We've been given time. We've been given space to get it right, amen, to get it together. We've been given time, we've been given space to get it together. And whatever we're going to do for the Lord, people of God, we got to do it right now. We've got to do it right now. And I just want to say, you know, I was looking at, amen, some information the other day, and a very dear person to me was actually in this nursing home. She's only just a few years older than I am. And when I saw her in this nursing home, people of God, it really touched my heart. I said, she's so young. She's so young. But people of God, she had developed dementia or Alzheimer's. It's either Alzheimer's or dementia. And people of God, as I began to look at her, and I said, Lord, you know, we're only given such a short time here in the earth. But what are we doing with the time that we have here? We're going to have to give an account. We're going to have to give an account for this time that God has given us. Have we even really sought the Lord? It's time for us to get busy. God has put something within us. He's put purpose within us. He has put purpose within us, people of God. It's not his will, but that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But God has put gifts and giftings within each and every one of us. But what are we doing with them? I begin to look at my friend, this lady who's dear. She's very dear to me. I begin to look at her, people of God, and I said, Lord, I mean, she's what, 60? Because she's older than I am. And I begin to look at her, and I said, Lord, I said, she's so young, and she looks so young to be even there in that nursing home. And I said, Lord, whatever we're going to do for you, we better do it, and we better do it now. Because time is not waiting for any one of us. We think we got a lot of time from year to year, and we celebrate the new year. We keep celebrating the new year. And every time we celebrate the new year, it's almost like we think we got another year. No. No, no, people of God. No. No. We don't get a new year, amen, Jesus, a new year, amen, the whole glory be to God. But listen, people of God, time is ticking. Time is moving forth. What are you doing with the time that you have for the Lord? What are you doing with your time that God has given you? Not just to live, not just to pursue our dreams, not just to, you understand what I'm saying? Not the pleasures of life, but what are we doing for the kingdom? What are we doing for the kingdom? Everybody has something to do for the kingdom. Everything surmounts, everything covers over the true purpose that God has for our life. Everything, life covers it. Life just snuffs it out, the true purpose that God has for our lives. There is greatness in each and every one of you. There's greatness, kingdom, there's a kingdom call within each and every one of you, people of God. But all he needs is a yes. All he needs is a Lord. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but if you lead me, if you guide me, nevertheless, I don't understand, but nevertheless, I yield myself unto you. Nevertheless, all that you put within me, I give it to you. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Hey, glory to God. Use me. Use me, Lord. Glory to God. That used to be the cry of the saints of old. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Search me, Lord. Search me, Lord. If you find anything that shouldn't be, Lord, take it out and straighten me. I want to be right. I want to be whole. I want to be saved. Glory to God. That should be our cry. Let people of God, listen, let's reset. It's time for us to reset. It's time for us, people of God, to reset. Reset, people of God. Reset, reset that button. Reset that button. And listen, it doesn't matter how many times we have to reset, just reset. It doesn't matter. Sometimes you have to keep resetting and resetting and resetting until you get it. You keep resetting and resetting and you reset until you get to the point. Mm-hmm. That's what we have to do. Glory to God. So this is the time, people of God, as we commemorating this Resurrection Sunday, let us remember the great sacrifice that he has made for us. Let us remember. It was a great price. Say, listen, we didn't even get to, glory to God, the actual crucifixion. We didn't get to that. Glory to God. We didn't even get to that. Amen. Just sharing with you the different precious places that I went when I visited Israel. And there's yet so much more to tell. But people of God, on this Resurrection Sunday, let us reset. God wants to bring us into perfection. He wants to perfect that which concerneth us. He wants to perfect us. He wants to perfect us. But we just got to give him a yes. And once we give him that yes, people of God, we got to trust him. We trust him. Trust him with our lives. Trust him with our very lives, people of God. We got to trust him with our very lives and let go and let God, because he has put purpose in you. He has put purpose right in the center of you. Glory be to God. And he wants to get it. Amen. He wants to get it. Amen. Glory to God. The earnest expectation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Creation waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. My God, when the people of God, when the people of God rise up, when the people of God yield to the will of God, my God, what he won't do. My God, what he won't do with us, people of God. And we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We thank him. Amen. Just wanted to have a little discussion, amen, with you on tonight. We don't do it often. Glory be to God. We don't do it often. Amen, Jesus. But I just felt led, glory to God, to just sit and let's just talk on tonight. Glory be to God. So on tonight, people of God, amen, if you have anything that you want to say, anything you want to share, anything you want to ask about, amen, even in the discussion, anything that dropped in your spirit, anything that dropped in your heart, amen, in the sharing, while we were sharing, or anything you want to add to, just press *6, amen. Just press *6 and come over, amen, and share, amen, anything that you would like to share, amen, of tonight's discussion, amen. Just press *6. Anyone tonight? Anyone tonight? Amen. Send it around this resurrection time. Anything, amen, you want to share? Amen. Glory to God. Anything came to you while we were sharing on tonight? Glory to God. Just press *6. Like I said, we're just casual tonight, just talking, sharing on tonight. Just press *6 and come over to the broadcast side and let us just share out. Anyone tonight? Anyone tonight? Glory to God. Amen. No one, amen. No one wants to share. No one has thoughts about, amen, Jesus. Anything that just kind of dawned on you as we were talking, anything, amen, as we were sharing, anything just kind of dawned on you that you want to share on tonight, you can just press *6. I believe we're set that you can open the lines if you want to just come and share on tonight. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I know sometimes the system, amen, won't let you over. Amen. We pray that that's not the case on the night. Amen. Jesus, I thought I heard someone trying to come over. Did I hear someone trying to come over? Amen. Glory to God. If not, amen, we just give God thanks and praise on tonight. And we thank you for your listening ear. We thank you for taking the time to come and just sit with us as we share on tonight. Perhaps we can have other nights like this where we can certainly have an open forum. Amen, Jesus, that you can share, that you can talk, we can have discussions. Glory to God, Bible study, so that you can have questions, if you have any questions that you would like to bring up in the discussions. We're going to, at some point, begin to have Bible studies like that. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we want you to come. We want you to be with us. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. In those discussions, in those times, we really want you to come and be with us. Amen. Glory to God. Because we believe that there's a lot. Listen, we're all learning together. We're learning together. We're growing together. Amen. We're not standing still, and we're not going back. Hello. But we're moving forward in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. So if there are no questions tonight, amen, let us look unto the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. We thank you again for listening. Thank you for listening on tonight. Thank you for being with us on tonight here at the PNN. If you would like to have a copy, amen, of our open forum discussion on tonight, our discussions on tonight, you can certainly reach out. And the number is 912-257-3918. People of God, you can reach out to us at, amen, Jesus, 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory to God. And people of God, listen, we don't want you to forget. We don't want you to forget about our upcoming, our upcoming 3-year anniversary. We don't want you to forget about that. Amen. We don't want you to forget about that. This is our 3-year anniversary. People of God, we are excited. We're excited for this. This is our very first in-person celebration. This is our very first in-person celebration, people of God, and we want you to come and be with us. Come, come, come. It's going to be April the 22nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's going to be at the Crown Plaza in Aberdeen at 201 Aberdeen Parkway, 201 Aberdeen Parkway, and that is Peachtree City, Georgia. The zip is 3029. And again, this is our first in-person anniversary celebration. It's going to be April the 22nd. That's the Saturday, April the 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come, people of God, meet and greet our advisors. Come, people of God, we just have a little light lunch. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, because, amen, Jesus, we believe, amen, that it's going to be a beautiful fellowship. We'll have testimonials, have a guest speaker, and we're just expecting God to do something great. Amen. This is our very first in-person anniversary celebration, and it's going to be in Peachtree City, Georgia. And people of God, next year we're looking to be somewhere else. Amen. So as the Lord would allow, wherever we go, people of God, we're out there and we're ready. And we want you to come. We want you to be with us. We want you to meet and greet our advisors. Come and meet and greet some of those voices that you're hearing on the line. Come and listen. Come and be a part. Amen. Listen. We would like to ask for a $25 donation to help us offset the cost. Amen, Jesus. It is not mandatory. Amen, Jesus. You can give, amen, that. Or if you would like to give more, amen, if you've been blessed over the years, people of God, we want you to bless, amen, the PNN. Amen. Bless the works, people of God. Glory to God. Amen. It doesn't go on its own. Amen, but there are sacrifices that have to be made, glory to God, things that must be taken care of. So we want you to be a blessing, even as we get prepared for the anniversary celebration. We would like to solicit your prayers. We really need your prayers. We really need your prayers. Amen. If you, amen, don't go out to the Eventbrite to register, because we would like to try to get a head count, all you need to do is text either one of those numbers. Text us your name and how many people you're planning to bring so that we can get it in the number. If you're planning to come, If you're planning to come, please let us know so that we can adequately prepare. Let us know so that we can adequately prepare, because we want you to be comfortable. We want you to have a memorable moment, a memorable time, amen, with the PNN. This PNN has been going now for 3 years, and people of God, the Lord has done us well. We can truly say that. So we want to come together, amen, on April the 22nd. We want you to be there. Be with us, amen. Be praying for us. Be praying with us, amen, that the Lord will have his way. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. Look unto heaven with me on tonight. Father, we thank you. We praise you on tonight. We give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you for this time that you've enabled us to come together. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for each and every person, each and every household represented here. We give you thanks. We give you praise. For we're your people and the sheep of your pasture. And we bless you on tonight. We bless you with our whole heart. We're blessing you with our whole mind, our understanding. We bless you on tonight. Father, we thank you tonight, oh God, for the things that our ears have heard. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for the vision. We're thanking you for the vision, oh God, that's been declared and shared with your people. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for the stirring of the people on tonight that would even desire to go to the Holy Land. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we bless you on tonight. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, even this Good Friday. We're thanking you, oh God. We're thanking you for the sacrifice made. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, oh God, for how you came selflessly, God, that you gave your life that we might live. And for this, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We're thanking you, glory to God, for the ultimate sacrifice. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, oh God, that you didn't come down off the cross. Thank you on tonight, oh God, that you gave and that you took upon yourself the sins of the whole world. And for this, we thank you, Father, that we might live and that we would have a right to the tree of life and that we would have a right, oh God, that we can reign with you, oh God, in eternity. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We take it not for granted on tonight, but we bless your precious name. We bless your name on tonight, Father. We bless you tonight. Glory to God. We're blessing you, oh God, for how you rose with all power in your hand. We're thanking you on tonight. Oh, glory to God. We're thanking you for your great salvation going throughout the earth. We thank you on tonight. We thank you tonight, oh God, for your great deliverance, oh God, in the land. We thank you. We bless you. We praise you on tonight. We're thanking you tonight. Father, but you have a perfect plan. You have a perfect plan for each and every one of us. And we thank you. We bless you on tonight, for we're people with vision, a people with purpose, and we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you, oh God, for your fresh breath of your anointing. We're thanking you for the oil of your anointing on tonight. Father, rest upon each and every one of us, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. We glorify you, oh God. We're asking that you look upon the land. We're asking that you would look upon your people, each and every one of them, even now. Look upon the altars of the heart of your people in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight. Glory be to God. We ask you on tonight. Have your way. Father, have your way in our lives. Have your way, oh God, in each and every one of us. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We glorify you. We're asking, oh God, that you will cover us, that you will shield us, each and every one. Shield us, oh God, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, oh God, cover us in your shed blood. And we're thanking you for this time. Thank you for this hour. Father, we thank you for your people, each and every one. In the precious name of Jesus, thank you, oh God. Glory to God. Thy perfect will be done, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, you promised your beloved sweet sleep. We're thanking you, oh God, for sweet sleep. We're thanking you for your angels, for you've given your angels charge over us.
to keep us in all of our ways. Father, we glorify you in your precious name, Jesus. Now we're asking you, oh God, to bring us back at the appointed time. Bring us back at the appointed time, the appointed hour. Keep us safe, oh God. Cover us and shield us, we pray, in thy precious name, Jesus. We're asking that you hide us behind your cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We give you honor and glory. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray in every heart on tonight. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Glory to God. God bless you, people of God. God bless you tonight. This does conclude tonight's broadcast. We thank you. We thank you for your listening ear. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for taking the time to come and be with us. Come on back tomorrow night. Tell someone about the PNN. Glory to God. Tell them. Share with, tell them what the Lord has done. Amen. Be blessed, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings to each of you, people of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.